To mask or not to mask, recent CDC COVID-19 guidelines for vaccinated individuals have many asking this very question. We'll break down the new CDC guidelines and bring some clarification on when to wear a mask and when to social distance. Here to help us do that is Mark Abell, professor at the University of Georgia's College of Public Health. Welcome back to Athens News Matters.
Sure, happy to be here.
Last week, the CDC changed its COVID-19 safety guidelines to allow fully vaccinated individuals to forego mask and social distancing in many circumstances. What are these circumstances, and where is it necessary to continue to wear a mask and practice social distancing?
Well, I think the CDC got it right in terms of fully vaccinated people, that for someone who's fully vaccinated, meaning a week to 2 weeks after their second vaccine, they are really quite safe in pretty much any setting. I do think that if you're still in a crowded setting, you may want to consider wearing a mask. On the other hand, for unvaccinated people, they need to keep wearing a mask. And that's where it's kind of a two-edged sword. I think some people may see that as motivation to get vaccinated because now they can safely re-enter society. But I'm worried that for some unvaccinated people who don't plan to get vaccinated, they'll see this as kind of a get out of jail free card.
The CDC also recommends fully vaccinated individuals no longer be tested for COVID-19 after a known exposure. What's the thought process behind this?
Yeah, so even if someone is exposed, they're very unlikely to get sick. They're likely to be, if they shed any virus at all, it's at very low levels. And they're, for that reason, also much less likely to spread it to other people. So identifying those people isn't really going to help anyone.
What if you are an individual or live with an individual with a compromised immune system? Should you continue to wear a mask and social distance in public, the same as before the new guidelines?
Well, I think individuals who are immunocompromised do have to continue to be very careful because we know that the vaccine doesn't stimulate as much of a response in those people as in people with a healthy, fully functioning immune system. So they themselves certainly have to be much more careful and continue to be masked. And there is research ongoing regarding the possibility of additional boosters to try to stimulate their immune system further.
How about children and teens? Vaccines are becoming available to younger age groups. Do children and teens still need to wear masks?
Not once they're vaccinated, and it's great that they're available for those 12 and older. I think it'll be a little while before we see them become available to younger ages, but we do know that those 12 and older can spread the infection to others. We think that younger children are significantly less likely to spread the infection to adults. I do think it's a little, the CDC advice was confusing for a lot of governments and businesses because it was released so suddenly. A lot of folks in the public health community and medical community wish it might have been tied to local metrics because the country is not uniform. We have places in the country where case rates are very low and vaccination rates are very high. In those settings, the advice makes perfect sense. On the other hand, if you're in a more rural part of a state with low vaccination rates and still high case rates, I think it makes a little bit less sense.
Some are pointing out these guidelines require a sort of honor system where we must trust that those who forego masks have been vaccinated. What are the public health implications of these new guidelines?
Yeah, and we're living in a time when I think social trust and social cohesion are not what they once were, and that makes it especially problematic. Myself, even though I'm fully vaccinated and I understand the science and realize I don't have to wear a mask when I go into a store, I continue to wear one just because I don't want to make other people uncomfortable. And I think that's kind of a civility thing. I don't want other people to look at me and wonder whether I've been vaccinated. And for me, it's no big deal to wear a mask for a few minutes.
Mark Abell is a professor at UGA's College of Public Health. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.